Lesson 1. Listening A. The institution of marriage is governed by a number of customs. Until modern times, for example, marriage was rarely a matter of free choice. In Western civilizations, love has come to be associated with marriage. In most societies, however, marriage was prearranged and carefully regulated. Most societies have rules concerning the marriage of family members as well as the marriage of members of the society to others within and outside the social group. The prohibition of incest, sexual relations with a close family member, is universal. The definition of close relations may vary among societies. With very few exceptions, however, sexual relations or marriage between a mother and a son or a father and a daughter are universally prohibited. Endogamy, the practice of marrying someone from the same tribe or group, is the oldest social regulation of marriage, and it is still very strongly enforced today. Exogamy, the practice of marrying outside the group, is intended to prevent the marriage of people who may have a common ancestor. This practice can still be seen in a modified form today. In Great Britain, for instance, divorced spouses are, as a rule, prohibited from marrying their sisters-in-law or brothers-in-law. The rituals surrounding the marriage ceremony itself are associated primarily with fertility. Some of the oldest ones include the prominent display of fruits or cereal grains which are sprinkled over the couple, a small child who accompanies the bride, and the breaking of an object to ensure a successful consummation of the marriage and easy childbirth. The most universal ritual is the one symbolizing a union. This may be expressed by the joining of hands, an exchange of rings or chains, or by the tying of garments. However, all the elements of marriage rituals vary greatly among different societies and are generally fixed by tradition and habit.